Let's jump into a few things, Rooch. Before we go around the grounds, so on a really, really serious note, there's some incredibly sad and somewhat disturbing news coming out of the Sandful.
What is always seen to be a great moment when Sandful footy goes to the country, and it was Norwood and West Adelaide went to Port Lincoln. They played a really strong game. We're now saddened by the news that's come from both West Adelaide and the Sandful about an incident involving West Adelaide's Sam May, who has had serious injuries. He's now in an induced coma. And like all are doing, we're having our thoughts with Sam, his family, his friends, his teammates, everyone around him, people at the West Adelaide Football Club who would be an absolute shock as to what happened. And I think we're pretty much of the line of everyone else. While there is some serious medical issues to go through, we will respect everyone's privacy and just pray for the best.
Yeah, and his family have sent out the most beautiful message today, thanking everyone that was involved in caring for Sam.
Yeah.
We must stress there's absolutely no one else involved.
No.
I think it's fair to say maybe there was a little bit of a misadventure, maybe.
Perhaps, until you...
But no one else involved.
It's hard to play guessing games on this one. The reality is a young man is in induced coma in hospital, and our thoughts are with him, his family, his teammates, his club, everyone around him.
And we spoke to their coach only last, what was it, Thursday or Friday. Yeah. They were that excited to get over there and have a crack at Norwood. So we wish everyone the best.
Our best wishes to Sam May.
All right, before we jump into all the games, let's do an update from the match review officer and the tribunal.
Well, the ones that are most important are the ones out of GWS and West Coast, because they're going to the tribunal tomorrow. Toby Green, rough conduct in a marking contest. It takes us back to Peter Wright, the Essendon one against Sydney. I keep looking at that vision and going, how do you deal with someone who's in the air trying to contest a mark and has someone rolling virtually against the flight of the ball in front of you? This is Peter Wright moment. For me, I'm trying to work out what Toby Green's supposed to do. What's he supposed to just disappear?
Listen to
roll over, fall away.
Listen,
what's he supposed to do?
A lot of different opinions on this since the incident. It just gets to the stage where you concede.
If this doesn't
get overturned. Now, the contact wasn't that heavy.
No.
And he turned to protect himself.
I'm more worried about the one where
he stopped taking the mark. The only other thing you can do is keep your hands out there. But then you're still
going to do damage.
Well, you're still going to be responsible if you do get him
exactly
high.
Right.
So it's not going to change. So you protect yourself.
I'm more of the belief that Toby Green needed to do time for the Mac Andrew one, not this one.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think this will be harder to be overturned. I'm in a very different opinion to you in regards to Jesse Hogan.
So this one is two players going toe-to-toe, so to speak, in the goal square. So it's a striking one. One match, Jesse Hogan, and the fact that it's so far off the ball, he does make contact with the head, all the points on the demerits that Michael Christian works at. I'm not sure how GWS go to get this one.
Well, the same way Charlie Ballard got off last year.
But we were dismissing last year. Remember, you said we're not to deal with last year in precedent.
No, well, I'm just saying. Well, how do you know? Do you want an answer or not?
Yeah, but...
Well, I'm saying it comes off his forearm. Now, I know it's not in the play. So what Laura Cain said earlier this year, technically that would be a game. But he didn't go straight at his head. It comes off the forearm and rolls up the arm.
It wasn't
a really solid blow.
No, but I think you get one for stupidity, don't you?
He's not going to... Oh, look, they're pushing. They're two balls in a paddock, Rooch.
All right, I'm intrigued
on
that one.
It's not that stupid.
And West Coast has Tom Barras up on a rough conduct charge that he wants to take to the tribunal and will, so...
And so he should too. Mm-hmm. Now, once again, a player accentuating the tackle. Now, if the player wants to protect himself and not have anyone suspended, which they couldn't give a rat's about, I understand that, he had the football in his spare arm. He could have let the football go and protect himself. He landed his head on the football anyway. He knew what he was doing.
Enough
of this, I reckon.
Toby Green can't. Jesse Hogan might. Tom Barras certainly could bring in the good bloke.
The defense, good bloke.
Couldn't he? Seriously, where does that one land this week?
He's a good bloke.
Tom Barras can do good bloke defence.